Thank you for making WOND South Jersey's News Talk leader for the last 30 years and the next 30 years. News Talk 1400 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
Ann Baker is on News Talk 1400 WOND. Want to talk with Ann? Call 927-1100.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Welcome, John McManus. How are you, John, this morning?
I'm pretty good, Ann.
Wonderful.
I live here digging out from a big snowstorm. I would guess you got some of it yourself.
Well, you know, down here in South Jersey, I'm looking out and there's not a snowflake to be seen, John. We're right on the coast. So apparently we had perhaps the warm ocean currents or the wind was favorable to us and we didn't get any snow. But a little further inland, I know they did. So north of 95 and up into the North Jersey, New York area. And of course, Boston always gets, you know, Massachusetts always gets hammered when there's any snow to be had. Or maybe not. Anyway, John, can you hear me?
John McManus, I'm back.
Ah,
you're getting loud and clear.
Now we're loud and clear. Before we really weren't. John, there's so much happening in the world today, and I know that you are well aware of it, and you know what government is all about. That normally, big government, the bigger it becomes, the more it does things to the citizens rather than for the citizens. And like the rest of us, you've seen what's happened in states where lockdowns have taken place and businesses have been closed. John, what is that doing to our civil liberties? What is it doing to our constitutional republic to have this going on today?
Well, what's happening is the American people are becoming docile. They're willing to submit to mandates coming down from on high that are improper. Shutting down businesses and destroying the livelihoods of I don't know how many hundreds or millions of people is incredibly wrong. And shutting the churches while you're keeping open the liquor stores and the gambling parlors, that has to be classified as wrong as well. So what we have here is an overreaching government, and of course, a lot of what has happened was predicted. I've probably mentioned in the past the, I think, famous article that Henry Kissinger wrote for the Wall Street Journal way back in April 3rd of this year. The headline on it said, the coronavirus pandemic will forever alter the world order. Now, he knew something that we didn't know at the time about how the coronavirus was going to be used to impact freedom and change the way we live. Henry Kissinger's article went on to talk about the reality is the world will never be the same after the coronavirus. To argue now about the past only makes it harder to do what has to be done. Well, what has to be done? Well, first thing that has to be done is to realize that people who have contracted the virus and are seriously ill or have passed away is about the same as any flu season of the past decade or more. There are a lot of other people who have died that they have blamed the coronavirus on. And these people had other conditions that made them liable to death from a small dose of coronavirus. And I'm talking about people with diabetes or heart problems or obesity or several other things. There have been a lot of doctors who have pointed this out, but they have been pretty much considered extreme and not listened to. So in order to solve the coronavirus problem, we have lockdowns and we have people thrown out of work. We have all kinds of restrictions on personal conduct. You've got to wear a mask. You've got to stay 6 feet away from people. You've got to socially distance, all this kind of stuff. And I don't think it's necessary, but the experts say it is, so the American people go along. And what has happened is that the American public has become much more docile. We're willing to have a few people in the health profession dictate our lives. And I think it's wrong. I don't think that should happen. If, in fact, we had a black plague or a bubonic plague or something like that, which is something that history has experienced, then we should act accordingly. But to have a normal sense of flu coming when it comes almost every year, and to have the kind of restrictions on life and everything else that have been mandated and dictated to us, terribly wrong. And I'm sad to say that the American people are putting up with it. They shouldn't.
Well, you know, there are a lot of...
They should point out over and over again that the number of people who have died from the coronavirus only are about the same as die from the flu that comes through every year.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to have the restrictions that we have endured for quite a while. Well, enough
well,
said
John.
On that, Ann, if you want to...
I'm sorry. No, I believe that as well. But I also believe that we're being restricted. We're being locked down by politicians who aren't even using any scientific basis to do all of these restrictions on the rest of the population. And you and I have watched as television reveals to us all these politicians who have passed these lockdowns themselves going out, defying the very laws and lockdowns they put in place for us, going out and having dinner and not wearing masks and living their lives the way they don't want us to live our lives anymore. So,
that amount of hypocrisy is present. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that. I think there's even a movement now in California to remove the governor, who was seen at a big restaurant after telling everybody else not to go to restaurants. So, and there's many other reasons to get rid of that guy, but people want to focus on that. Okay, fine. There is resistance that is building, and I'm glad of it, but we've got other aspects of the problem to face, and that includes the Great Reset coming out of Switzerland that threatens the way we live our lives and the way we've always acted, and it's a very serious and dangerous proposal. The Great Reset coming out of the World Economic Forum, being promoted by the boss of that organization, a man called Klaus Schwab. So we can talk about that. But I'd like to refer back to the Kissinger article, because he knew something that most Americans did not, even most politicians did not. He knew that the coronavirus was going to be used to make docile individuals out of the American people. I, for one, object. I've never been a fan of Henry Kissinger, for sure, but he knew something that we didn't know, and that is that the virus would be used to alter the world order, and it certainly has done that. And it threatens to continue to do that, and it's time to stop. Let's get back to normal.
I don't know that it will, John. And I say that because of the kind of education that we have been feeding to our children and grandchildren over the last several decades. We have become a docile society, I think, because of the education standards that are now out there that have been promoted by teachers who themselves have graduated from liberal progressive universities with a Marxist ideology rather than one that stands for what our country is supposed to represent. So we have a huge problem, this docility that has come from us being a much weaker society among those people who are middle-aged and younger. These are the people that are supposed to be standing up and representing all that our country is worth. And yet they have become the most docile because of the education that they received from these liberal progressive universities. And I don't know how to overcome that.
You know, the universities that you point to are certainly guilty of educating people wrongly. But there's another aspect to this whole thing, and that is the mass media. Newspapers, the radio, television, and so forth, they go along with exactly what should be opposed. And it's nice to know that there's a station in southern New Jersey that doesn't go along and has people like Ann Baker on the air.
Well, thanks, John, but it's because of people like you coming on and talking about what you know to be the truth that makes our station important. And we've got many other hosts who believe the same, that we need to stand up for our constitutional republic, and we need to do it sooner rather than later, John.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Be nice to start it today and continue tomorrow. But let's get back to this World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, R-E-S-E-T, the Great Reset that aims to fundamentally engineer industries, societies, education, agriculture, relationships, and, of course, human beings. The head of it, a man named Klaus Schwab, said that the Great Reset will fundamentally alter the way we live, work, and relate to one another. It is unlike anything humankind has ever experienced before, bringing together all stakeholders of the global polity. Well, who's involved in this? Well, you've got Prince Charles from England. He's going to be the king very soon. His mother is in her mid-90s. He can't
Not
last
if she
too
can
much
help
longer,
it.
And then he'll be the king of England. Well, he's a man who's a fervent advocate of reducing the population dramatically. Reduce the population. We have close to 7 million people now, and they want to get down to 1 or 2 million. That's an incredible goal.
Yeah.
We've got John Berry involved in this. We've got
Bill Gates.
Other American people, so-called, who are involved in this. They want to control mankind, and they've attempted to do it through the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States, the Trilateral Commission that has spread out now to other countries, and they want very much to control mankind, and mankind is not going to have much to say about what they decide. So it's got to be exposed, and it's got to be thwarted, and we've already begun to do that through the John Birch Society and our magazine, The New American. The next couple of issues will focus very intensely on the supposed Great Reset.
Well, from what I heard, John, they canceled the meeting in Davos for this year, but you and I know that that doesn't stop these people, the Good Club members, from coming together to discuss what they're going to do with the COVID-19 pandemic and how they're going to continue to use that to herd the people where they want them to go.
Exactly. Well, the cancellation of the meeting in Davos, Switzerland, was supposed to be in January. I've heard that as well, and I'm glad you brought that up. that doesn't mean that these people aren't going to proceed anyway. What should be understood by the listeners is the fact that some attention given to this Great Reset forced them to cancel a meeting that they were going to have in January. In other words, the people, when they get information, can still have a say about what goes on and what happens. If indeed the Great Resetters have decided not to have a public meeting, but to proceed with their program clandestinely in the shadows, then it shows that the people do still have a voice, and that voice should be used. I can't recommend more highly the issue of the John Birch Society's magazine called The New American, which went to press yesterday and will be available in the middle of next week, has several articles about the Great Reset, and I've read them in preparatory form, and our writers have done an excellent job at digging out information about this so that it can be squelched. And the fact that they've canceled the meeting in January and maybe not even have a meeting the whole year of 2021, that says that there's still some clout left in the people, and it's time to rise up and to say no more.
Do we do that through the political elections that we have, John? Because we've seen what fraud can do to put bad people into high office. How do we go about doing that?
Political elections, of course, are important. Unfortunately, in many cases, we get a case of Tweedledum and Tweedledee to vote for. There's a very extremely important election coming up in the state of Georgia on January 5th. The Democrat Socialists still control the House of Representatives. They have a majority there. They're likely going to have Joe Biden as their president, and he's a man who has even cited the Great Reset slogan, Build Back Better. So he's aware of it and knows about it and is in favor of it. There's no doubt about that. But the U.S. Senate, there are two elections in Georgia because of a runoff needed. Georgia has an unusual law that doesn't, I don't think it exists elsewhere in the states. But if nobody gets a majority in a general election, then the top two candidates have to face off again in a runoff. And there are two of those senator seats in Georgia that are up for grabs on January 5th. One of the candidates that the Democrats have put together is a man named John Ossoff. John Ossoff is a 33-year-old wannabe career politician with no accomplishments whatsoever. He's supported by the Communist Party in the past, has been endorsed by Bernie Sanders, who is cheating the communists out of their dues, and has previously been engaged in business with a media company partly owned by the Chinese Communist government. He supports the defunding of police. He doesn't actually care about Georgia. He's an economic nightmare, and he's a candidate for the U.S. Senate that's being promoted by leftists in the Senate in the state of Georgia. And the other candidate that the Democrats have put up is a man named Warnock. And he's a preacher. He preaches at the church that Martin Luther King used to preach at. And I think it was about 25 years ago, he invited Fidel Castro to come and speak in his church. Castro did so and was praised and told by Reverend Warnock that everything's fine and what we want to do is keep you in office in Cuba and duplicate what you've done to Cuba here in the United States. So the choices are very easy, but I don't know how many people in Georgia understand or know some of the things that I've found out here. And I live in Massachusetts, and if I can find this out, then certainly anybody in Georgia who wants to can do so as well. So the election is up in January 5th. There are two Republicans who are running for re-election for another term, and against Ossoff and Warnock, and we can hope that the Republicans win and retain control of the House and put a brake on the Biden administration and what they want to do to America.
Well, we can only hope. We know that back in 2018, the Democrats had the results of the Mueller investigation, which would have just screwed around with the election, because people were still believing, as the media told them, that the Mueller investigation was going to present them with evidence against Donald Trump. And they knew months before that the evidence was not there, that Donald Trump had done absolutely nothing wrong, and that he was free of all of the terrible attacks against him. And yet they held that evidence until after the election, because people went into the voting booth thinking that our president and all those people that supported him were going to be impeached, were going to be put in jail, were going to be castigated because of their wrongdoing. And instead, we find out through the Mueller investigation's end that none of those things happened.
None of those things happened, but you still will see in the mass media assertions that Donald Trump did have some contact with the Soviets, the Russians. They're not Soviet anymore. And yes, the Mueller investigation came up with nothing, but people still want to believe that there's plenty there. And I know it took about a year for the Mueller investigation to finally come up with its conclusions, and its conclusions exonerated Donald Trump. And that in itself is a good sign that some justice can still be achieved here in our country. And I was glad to see that Mr. Mueller was honest enough about the fact to admit that he didn't have evidence to convict or to hurt Donald Trump.
Well,
but to have a president impeached over something that never happened should have worked in favor of the president. And I suspect it did work in favor of him. And that the count in the election just passed, where Biden has been declared the winner, was rigged and not really a true voice of the American people.
No.
But that's another story in itself. And whether or not we can get a fair vote, I don't know. We will see.
Yeah. Well, I think all of us are waiting on tenterhooks, because there are people who hate the fact that even those people on Fox and other channels, and of course all of mainstream media, are calling Mr. Biden the president-elect. And there are those who say he's not president-elect until all of the investigations are done and over with. John, when we return, we can continue our discussion on all the things that are going right and wrong in our government. So please stick around or call back in a short period of time so we can get back to our discussion. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. John McManus and I will be back after the break.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City.
Time now for a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
I despise the term new normal. I always have. There is no new normal. The normal is whatever I make it in my life. And I want the rest of you to leave me alone. I don't want to be told to wear a mask. I don't want to be told what to do outside or how many people have guests inside my home. You don't get the right to do that. I pay exorbitant property taxes, so stay the hell out of my house. With that in mind, I'm scared about how many people are following through on these horrible mandates and accepting the new normal. Case in point, look at the sports. Look at NFL. I actually sat and watched the Eagles games last week. I wanted to see how the new quarterback did for the Eagles. So I actually watched the entire game. And nothing was more annoying than the cheering and the booing and the applause lines and the crowd noise while they're waiting for the official review when you see there's nobody in the stands. A bunch of stupid cardboard figures in the end zones. What are we thinking? I mean, they actually made the effort to take the crowd noises from past games, and they still can't get it right. It's a home Eagles game, and they had a booing thing play when the Eagles got a first down. Oops. It doesn't matter. People get used to it. Not me. I want to see the crowds there. And I may actually pay the exorbitant price for the Eagles game when they reopen and tailgate and do the whole thing. Just because we have to get back to normal now. And we have people saying even after the vaccine, it'll be 2022 before we can take the masks off. Not in Matt World. This has been a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
Here's your host, Ann Baker.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker together with my guest, John McManus of the John Birch Society, on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. If you have a question for John, don't hesitate to give us a call. That's why John is here. So, John, we have a lot of things going on in our country. You are an expert in so much of the history of what has happened that has actually brought us down a wee bit constitutionally. You know how this has happened. You know who has done it. You know why it has happened. And you talk about the Great Reset. But John, when you consider that so many of the politicians that are in Congress today are so compromised, you yourself had said before that the Great Reset expects that China will be at the top of the list, one of the most important players in the Great Reset. And yet we now have this scandal going on in the country with Eric Swalwell, who has been compromised, with Dianne Feinstein, who has been compromised by the Chinese. John, what do we do about things like that happening in our country to undermine our government?
Well, in the case of Swalwell, it should be investigated so that they have an ironclad set of facts about what he's done and who he is consorted with. And it should be removed from Congress. I don't doubt that that's not easy to do, but it can be done. Some people have been censured by the Congress, sometimes wrongly, sometimes correctly. And they should be able to get rid of somebody like that guy, Swalwell. I would guess most people even listening to this show have never even heard of this guy. He's a U.S. congressman. He had an intention of early in the 2016. Are you still there, Ann?
Yes, I am, John.
Oh, okay. He was going to run for president, but he backed away from that. And he started drawing some attention toward himself. And there's a lot come out about what this guy is, consorting with the Chinese communists and even sexually with some of them. So the fact that a guy like that could get into the Congress of the United States is an indictment of the American people.
Well, John,
the American people have been taught that if they have a problem, they should go to government to solve it. And that was not the way this country was built. It's not the way the country became prosperous and the envy of mankind. Not at all. You've probably heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. America became great not because of what government did, but because of what government was prevented from doing by the Constitution. And on that subject, I wanted to mention, you brought up education. You talked about the youngsters in the schools not being given a proper introduction to what our country really is all about, and you're correct about that. But I have in front of me now, I reached it during the break, I have a book called Towards Soviet America. And it was written by the man who was the chairman of the Communist Party here in the United States, a man named William Z. Foster. The book came out in 1932. And what it talked about throughout 300 pages was what needs to be done to make America a Soviet slave state. Okay, now I'm going to read one portion of it. He said, among the elementary measures the American Soviet government will adopt to further the Cultural Revolution are the following. The schools, colleges, and universities will be coordinated and grouped under a National Department of Education. We didn't have a National Department of Education in 1932 when this book came out, but we do today. The studies will be revolutionized, being cleansed of religious, patriotic, and other features of the bourgeois ideology. The students will be taught on the basis of Marxist dialectical materialism, internationalism, and the general ethics of a new socialist society. Present obsolete methods of teaching will be superseded by a scientific pedagogy. Let me just comment that what this man called for in 1932 as the head of the Communist Party in the United States has all been accomplished. And that's what's happening in our schools. Now, there's an interesting feature of this book. The book called Towards Soviet America, written by the top communist in the United States in 1932, was considered too explicit by communists themselves, and they sought to remove it from the shelf, to get it off. It was drawing the wrong kind of attention to the communist movement. And so it was withdrawn. And you couldn't get a copy of Towards Soviet America anymore. But some members of Congress, some good people in the Congress, decided to republish the book so that the American people would know what the communists really wanted. And I just talked to you about the communists wanting a Department of Education. We got that, the Carter administration. We never had one of those before. And all of what they said in there about what should be done to get rid of the schools will be purged of its schools, colleges, and universities coordinated. And it will be cleansed of religious, patriotic, and other features of the bourgeois ideology itself. So this has happened, and this is what happened in all areas of our government. Anybody who knows anything about the Constitution of the United States knows that there is no mention of the federal government having anything to say about education. One of the founding fathers' greatest accomplishments, in my view, was to set up independent states within our country. States to compete with each other to be the best state, the one where you would want to go and live, the one where you would want to go and start a business and be freer than the other state that you just left. Competition produces excellence, but that competition has all been done away with by federal aid to the states, federal control of the states, federal this, federal that, federal everything you can think of. And the answer, the good example of what I oppose is the education system. It's terrible. It ought to be done away with.
Yes, it is. And John, I can give you an example here in New Jersey. They want to pass a bill. It may have even been passed yesterday. The bill was A4454/, that's in the Assembly, and the Senate bill is S2781. And it requires all the school districts in New Jersey to include instruction on diversity and inclusion. Now, they're literally talking about teaching our children about transgenderism as kindergartners. They're literally talking about teaching our children about sex acts to let them in on what no child should be learning in a school classroom, but every child should learn from their own parents. And yet they want to put this in to our school system here in New Jersey, that this Murphy, this parasitic Trentonian tyrant, Phil Murphy, will undoubtedly sign into law if it comes on his desk. And it is a bad law, and we have not seen or heard enough of it. Our boards of education have not given out that information to the very parents whose children are in their school systems. And people should understand, these leftists are trying to indoctrinate our children into a sexualized society where religion will not count anymore, where family will not count anymore, but where their own pleasures will be at the top of the list, encouraged by unionized teachers in our school system. John, what do we do about that?
Well, you vote for different people to represent you at the state level and the federal level, and you help to get other people involved in the same kind of thing. I think if the American people were asked, if there was a referendum of the American people about teaching transgenderism in the schools, the grade schools of the United States of America, that it would be roundly disagreed with. The people would say, no, let's not do that. Let's get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. But it's a federal program. In order for it to function, it has to do the will of the federal government, and the federal government is in the hands of the wrong people. We had a good example in recent times of the Common Core curriculum that was sent into all the government schools, and it's a disaster. It ruins teaching of arithmetic. It ruins teaching of history. It ruins just about everything you could think of, and it's supposed to be a great new advance. If we had what I suggested, where the states competed with each other to be the best state, you would see that people would be voting down this kind of proposal and making sure that it doesn't get enacted in their state. Or if it did get enacted in their state, they'd find a way to move to a different state where it wasn't being enacted. William Z. Foster was the American communist leader in 1932, who was really the author of this book and toward Soviet America. And he's not alive anymore, but if he were, he'd be jumping for joy. He'd be saying, everything we wanted is being done. The schools are being cleansed of religious, patriotic, and other features of the society that America adopted and has built our country into the envy of the world. And that, incidentally, is changing.
Dramatically.
There are people who are leaving America. They're tired of the regimentation and the stupidity and the wrong things that are being done by our federal government. So we need to work. We need to gather together and become a force. That's what the John Birch Society is all about. John Birch Society operates through education as our strategy. Truth is the weapon. And if people really would stop and think about the John Birch Society and what it really says and does, they would be absolutely stunned to find out how much they are in agreement with. So happily, I can report that the society is enjoying a resurgence currently, resurgence in donations, resurgence in membership holders, and even during the pandemic, so-called, we are growing, put it that way. Anybody
John?
Who's interested, go to the internet, jbs.org, or you can call 1-800-JBS-USA1.
Good. Good. I'm glad that you gave out that number. Anybody who is interested in actually making sure that our society gets back to its foundation, to becoming, because it's not anymore so much, a republic. If you want that to happen, you really need to join organizations that are doing exactly what John and the rest of the men and women who go out to speak worldwide on issues that the world needs to hear about. And that's why we are so lucky to have John with us on the show. So remember, jbs.org or 1-800-JBS-USA1. And remember, when John talks about education and the fact that it hasn't always been there, and we see nothing about education in the Constitution, we have to remember that the politicians today want to get rid of the schools that are out there, not under the auspices of union heads that dictate what our children are learning. But these are charter schools, religious schools, other private schools that are out there that give an excellent education to the children that are there. And every one of these Democratic politicians wants to get rid of charter schools, or else put charter schools under unionization, which means they're nothing more than another public school. So, John, what you do by bringing this to our attention, by giving us the name of the book written by Mr. Foster, Towards Soviet America, I think that's one of the books people should put on their reading list to at least identify what was talked about by communists, leading communists, to bring our country to its knees, and how far along they came with Marxists and the ideology being taught in our liberal progressive colleges today. So, John, what you're doing is you are exposing all of the things that are going wrong in our country and telling people that, yes, we are responsible to bring it back to where it belongs. And I can only hope that more and more people hear the message that the John Birch Society puts out every single time we see the New American Magazine, every time we go onto the johnbirchsociety.org website, that you're exposing the truth to us. So, John, we're lucky enough to have you for a few minutes after the break. So all my listeners, please hang in there. We have John up until 11:45. So, John, we will be back after the break. This is Ann Baker together with my guest, John McManus of the John Birch Society, on Talking with Ann. Call in line 609-927-1100. Hang around. We're going to be back after the break.
Thank you for making WOND South Jersey's News Talk leader for the last 30 years and the next 30 years. News Talk 1400 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
Ann Baker is on News Talk 1400 WOND. Want to talk with Ann? Call 927-1100.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker together with my guest, John McManus of the John Birch Society, on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. John, we've got people who absolutely believe everything that you're saying. They call in. We give them the truth on Talking with Ann. I had someone recently, George from Linwood, he sent a poem that he had done. I'll read you just the first few lines. 2020 vision,
COVID-19 has come to our shores, aided and abetted by the liberal boors. They made a deal with the commie Chinese, our diligent president they continue to squeeze, and so forth and so on. You know, people understand, John, just how bad we had it in the 8 years under Obama Biden. They saw, they watched as our president at that time, Barack Obama, bowed and scraped to leaders, went around apologizing for what history had shown we had done, forgetting that it wasn't what we had done to these countries, but ultimately what we did for these countries. So Mr. Obama was the great divider in chief. What do you think is going to happen with Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden will be president for at most 2 years, and will step aside, and we will have Kamala Harris as the president of the United States. And if she's not a communist, she's cheating them out of dues. She is as left as you can possibly be. She's dangerous. I think she's far more able than Joe Biden, who has demonstrated over and over again that he's a bit of a dunderhead. So that's what I think will happen. And all of the leftist programs that haven't yet been foisted onto the American people will be pushed even harder by Kamala Harris. I wish it weren't so, but you asked a question and I give you an honest answer. I'm fearful for what's going to happen to our country. And the only thing that can stop it is an aroused and determined population of American people who insist on getting back to what made this country great, and that is the Constitution and its limitations on government power.
Well, I don't know whether or not that will come to pass. I think that it will. I think that before the end of the 4 years that Joe Biden is supposed to be president, that Kamala Harris will have taken over. And I find her to be a great flip-flopper. I find her to be also one of the puppets, just as Joe Biden has been a puppet until it came to his son and his brother that were enriched by their names. I think Kamala Harris is a flip-flopper, and she is someone that the left and those who are involved in the good club, the globalists, I think they have her, and they will continue to negotiate what they want for our country through her. And if people are wise in 2022, when or 2021, when elections come up in different states to elect congressmen, if people are wise, they are going to vote for the Republicans so that we can take over the House of Representatives, that we will have the Senate, and that we will keep globalists from taking over our country.
Well, I hope you're correct about that, and I hope that that we survive. But we are being pushed into a world government scene. We are it's the New World Order, or it's the Great Reset, or it's something else. What it means is to scrap the U.S. system, the Constitution of the United States, and the division of responsibility from federal down to state to local. Let people make the decisions about how they're going to live and act. Let them make the decisions themselves instead of things being foisted on them by powerful politicians who talk a good game and then go ahead and promote world order and so forth. I think it's time to bring the American military back home. I don't want to see us involved in any more wars without a declaration of war. And this is something we could talk about in the next time we get together, Ian, about what has happened in our military, about how The Constitution of the United States is very clear that America does not go to war unless there is a declaration of war by Congress. And the last time that was done was right after Pearl Harbor. We won World War II, and we haven't done that ever since. We joined the United Nations. The United Nations is now running the scene, and it's time for us to get out of the United Nations and have our military for a purpose of defending the United States and not being the policeman of the world under UN dictate.
Yeah. Well, we've got the World Economic Forum also being run by the greatest industrialists in the world, the most powerful industrialists in the world. And I believe that those are the people who are controlling the markets, who are making sure which nations do well, which nations falter. And it's painful for me to look at some of the industries, John, that are out there who support organizations like Black Lives Matter, which is nothing more than a corporation itself, who wants to destroy our country, who wants to destroy our families, our religious services, and anything else. You know, it goes again with what you have said about the Marxist way of dealing with a country, what you have to put in place in order to make that country Marxist. Well, it's happening. And the people who control it are... It's all about self-enrichment, John, unfortunately. And these are the people who want to become even wealthier, because with wealth comes power. And it
well,
is
it's
a,
not just, and it's not just wealth, it's power. There are some people who want great power, and they're not really wealthy. They're not the Rockefellers or the others in that strata. The people want control. And I would guess that there are quite a few people involved in this great reset that's being proposed and other things, the New World Order proposals, that aren't in it for material gain for themselves. They're in it for power over mankind. And it's a religious concept, really. What they want is God out of the picture and them running mankind according to the way they want it done. It's got to be opposed. John Birch Society has always opposed all of that kind of stuff, and we intend to continue. But we need more help. We need more members. We need more people to say to themselves, it's time for me to get involved. I want to take a look at the John Birch Society, and the way to do that is the phone number I gave, 1-800-JBS-USA1. That will get you free information. Or you go to the internet, jbs.org, and find out a little bit about what we're saying and doing. You might want to subscribe to the New American Magazine and then get a taste of what the John Birch Society is all about, and then say to yourself, I want to get involved. I want to help in my community. I want to get other people involved, and that would mean having them join the society as well. And it's already happening to a degree, but it needs to happen much more, and we're inviting everybody to participate.
Well, I'd like to encourage that as well. I think it's very, very important that people wake up. We have allowed politicians to guide us into the morass they've created, and into self-enrichment. And it's not been good for the public. It hasn't been good for the taxpayers who pay their salaries. So, John, I will continue to encourage that. I look forward to the next time that you are with us in another couple of weeks. And needless to say, I always look forward to hearing your commentary. John, thank you so much for being with us. And have
well,
a
let me,
wonderful.
Let me close by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy 2021.
Yeah. Thank you, John. The same to you, my friend. Take care. Don't slip on the ice. Stay away from the snow. No shoveling. But have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. And so it goes. We are
We are at the end of the week. People are beginning to get a little frantic. They're looking around, wondering whether or not they're going to listen to politicians like Fauci telling them, rethink your holiday plans. Don't plan on seeing people you haven't seen for the last year. Don't go there. My goodness, that would be bad for you. You know, I want to see Anthony Fauci put away in a box somewhere. I'm tired of him. He's a political animal. When the first time I saw him on the stage as Donald Trump was talking about the advisory panel of which he was the head, and I saw that man roll his eyes, and I thought to myself, you are a creep. You are someone who's standing up there. You are supposed to be four square behind the very man who made you the head of this task force, together with Vice President Pence. And you have the audacity to show disrespect. I would have kicked him off the stage then. I would have turned around and said, yo, Anthony, go back to your keepers. Because he, like so many of the other experts that are out there, have changed their mind, consistently changed their minds. Go figure. You think of consistency, oxymoron? No. They continue to change their minds about where this disease process is going. And quite frankly, I get it. I have enough common sense to understand this is a coronavirus. This is a new virus that we've never seen the likes of before. And things change as we collect statistics, even the bad statistics where hospitals show people dying with COVID-19 that died of cancer. You know, even with that, the statistics aren't that far off. So you've got, you know, you have a virus which has inflicted more pain and suffering and changes to our society than anything else ever has before, including war itself. War unified us. COVID-19 has divided us. It's so incredibly sad. I had Dr. Manish Trivedi on from AtlantiCare, and Dr. Trivedi was explaining to us about the vaccine, about some of the statistics having to do with COVID-19. And at the end of what Dr. Trivedi told to all of us about the vaccines, I was convinced. Then I had Anthony calling me, telling me that, you know, there are other people out there who are saying, no, you do not believe that these vaccines are cleared for takeoff, that there won't be more negative effects coming down the line as more and more people get this vaccine. I mean, I had even thought at one time about the Bill Gates story that, you know, in the vaccines we're going to be put micromanagement cells where people would know where we were. I mean, that's how far the conspiracy theorists went. And as much as I do not trust Bill or Melinda Gates or their foundation, as much as I understand they are a huge part of the good club, a club of globalists who want to take over the world, and as much as he has been a part of this new virus this new vaccine that's going to be out there, that he has been part of the Moderna experience for the last 5 years, that he has given millions of dollars to this pharmaceutical company, which means that with the sale of the Moderna vaccine, Bill Gates will once again be enriched by the sale of the vaccine through government contracts throughout the world. Go figure. The rich get richer. And the powerful get more powerful. I'm just telling you, please, keep an eye open. Keep an eye open on these people that come out there, whether it's Fauci, whether it's Gates, whether it's Joe Biden. That keep your eyes open. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see. Don't believe everything you read. Do your own research. Compare it with what you know to be true.
compare it with what other people are telling you about the vaccine or the virus or anything else happening in your country or community today. Do your own research. Get smart. Be thorough. Investigate. And then speak the truth. And don't be afraid to speak out for or against what you know to be good or bad for all of us.
All right. Got a couple callers here.
Okie dokie, Scott.
Well, we got our own Jim Crane on the phone.
Jim Crane, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Well, you're flying today. You are like powered up, baby.
Yeah, powered up.
I'd like to tell Bill Gates to shut his gate. That's what I'd like to tell him. All of them. They're all nuts.
Like, yeah, they are. Yeah. They are.
Anyway, do you know why Santa Claus is so jolly?
No, why, Jim Crane?
He knows where all the naughty girls live. Anyway. That's why he says, ho, ho, hey, ho. Anyway, no, I'm only kidding. Listen, I want to let everybody know here to shop small. Very important. Oh, okay. You can still go to the stores. Don't go to big box. And they get enough. Don't go online. Come and help out the small stores. Speaking of small stores, Pleasantville Music has special hours 12 to 4 on Sunday for your last-minute purchases right over here to buy a musical instrument. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to let everybody know that. Very important to shop small. Support our businesses that are they're oh, man. It drives me nuts, too, with all this stuff. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's crazy.
I know, Jim.
But anyway, it's Saturday night on the big show. Go ahead. Saturday night on the big show. Remember Joyce Bulifant?
Yes.
Do you remember her? She was on The Match Game, and she was Murray's wife on Mary Tyler Moore. She's my special guest on the big show tomorrow night.
Our
preview to Christmas. That's what we're doing tomorrow night, our big preview to Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good at 8 o'clock on the big show. Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you next week, though. You know, we got a whole week, so we'll be able to get all our Christmases in to everybody. And I know that sooner or later, this will all get straightened out. I hope.
I know, Jim. And you know what? People out there who are listening, you have to understand that the Pleasantville Music Shop is one of the best small businesses we have in our area. And if you know the saying, music soothes the beast, it is a great place to bring your children. Are children allowed in there, Jim?
Sure.
To look around? Well,
I think
children need to be introduced to music, to instruments.
That's right.
And
the earlier the better. I mean, look at me, 8 years old. Did my first show.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that funny? My son, Jonathan, who plays the piano, he was on stage, I think, for the first time when he was 7 or 8 years old, playing the piano at St. James Catholic School for the Christmas
show. I did mine at Holy Spirit in the inlet on Massachusetts Avenue. I was in a Christmas show, and we sang songs from Mary Poppins. And I did I Love to Laugh, and with the people laughing at it, I could hear them all laughing. It was hilarious. I never had so much fun. I'll never forget that. And my nun, Sister Bernardo, who I still talk to every once in a while, who was the choir director, she said to me that night, Jimmy, you're going to end up in show business. And she wasn't kidding. She knew. That's the truth.
She knew. That's right. You were built up by applause and by laughter. And Jim, you're still out there dedicated to entertaining us, to being part of show
46
business.
Years of musical excellence. That's all I can say.
Jim Crane, keep going, my friend. And if we don't speak before Christmas, may you and your family have the merriest of Christmases, the happiest
and
of
right
New
back
Years.
At you. Right back at you, Annie. We're going to get through this mess, and you're going to keep telling the people what to do. That's it. And I'm going to leave you with this. Did you ever feel as frustrated as a woodpecker in the petrified forest? But anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Jim.
Here's my drum shot. That's good. I like it. I'll talk to you. Be good. God bless.
God bless you. Take care, Jim.
All right, we have Rich Barely.
Rich, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Ann.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ann?
Yes, I can hear you too.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
excellent
good.
Show, excellent show with the gentleman from the John Birch Society.
Yes.
It's excellent on this line. But anyhow, I've sent you through Facebook messengers a couple things about the COVID, and then one specifically, I think last night or the 2 nights ago, about Bill Gates and his background. Keep in mind, too, one of his main goals is to reduce the world population.
I know.
So
that's
it's
you
not
and me.
Far-fetched to have some cynical ingredient in this so-called fact.
I know it's frightening to know that his father, I think he helped to begin Planned Parenthood, which is nothing more than a eugenics society dedicated to getting rid of a population that the people in power want to get rid of. And needless to say, Bill Gates is still heavily involved in Planned Parenthood, which makes most of its money from not only the federal government, how we continue to give that man money and that organization money, but dedicated to people being able to have an abortion, the murder of their own baby growing in their own womb, that this is a man that encourages abortions, particularly in Black populations. So all you people out there understand, that's why you find Planned Parenthood on the outskirts or within Black communities. That's exactly why.
Yeah, it's bad news. It's just, I would encourage people to join the John Birch. I did last year, and it's extremely informative on a lot of the topics that you just don't get in the news. So it's a good, very good source to get accurate information.
Yeah, Rich, thank you.
Have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Please, everyone, know that you are loved. God is with you every second of every day. I pray for you every single day. Please take care of yourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and educationally, so you can take care of your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. Fight against what is bad in our government and stand up and shout for what is good. Insist that our politicians speak out against what is wrong and speak up for what is good for the citizens they're supposed to be representing. Know that you are loved in every way, shape, and form. God bless each and every one of you. May you have a wonderful weekend. God willing, I'll be with you on Monday. God bless you, and God bless America.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City. 30 years of live and local news talk radio for South Jersey. News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader.